For most of us, Christmas has come and gone, but in Ashland County, Ohio, the snow on the ground this morning means that for some, tomorrow will be a white Christmas. This is Amish country, a rural farming community in north-central Ohio. The Amish here are an old order, the most conservative group of a conservative people, and they celebrate a very low-key Christmas each year on January 6th. Commentator Joe Mackle lives in Ashland County.
The only way to be sure it's Christmas at the Stutzman's place is to look at the calendar. A Christmas celebration in Daniel and Ella Stutzman's Old Order Amish home demands little. You won't find Santa Claus, blinking lights, or decorated trees. They're as remote and unnecessary as electricity, Social Security, and automobiles. You will find a couple in their early 30s with six children in a home where Christmas is tomorrow. Daniel and Ella tell me they keep December 25th as a holiday only because it wouldn't make sense to the rest of the world if they didn't. I don't have the nerve to tell them what else about Amish life doesn't make sense to the rest of the world. Having a cook stove rather than a computer, and an outhouse instead of a master bath, to name just two. But there was gift-giving on the 25th. All six children woke up and found presents on their plates. The gifts were practical. Mittens and socks for the older kids, a simple wooden toy for the toddlers. And the teacher from the one-room schoolhouse gave each student a new pencil. After the morning chores were performed under the yellow light of kerosene lanterns, the family rested and read. No real work on Christmas, although a man might tinker in his buggy or leather shop. The day they never work is tomorrow, their old Christmas. Often called the Epiphany, it is the sacred Christmas of the Old Order Amish of Ohio. Families belonging to the Stutzman settlement will spend tomorrow morning fasting. Readings from the New Testament will follow the fast. No man will tinker in his shop. No woman will clean clothes. No child will awake to mittens on a plate. Daniel and Ella don't know where their old Christmas originated. They don't know it's a centuries-old European tradition associated with the 12th and final night of the season, or of the Magi's visit to a certain newborn. The Amish I know best are not compelled to ask why they do something, but they are compelled to do what they're asked. After tomorrow's fasting and readings, the family will likely wait for unannounced but always welcome visitors, and they'll get them. The Stutzman family has had hundreds of visitors the last few months. Since their oldest child, Anna, died of a brain tumor in October at age 9, the family's almost never alone. I'm taken with the idea that tomorrow was an old Christmas. I wonder if it's not something we all want. Christmas is of old. Christmas mornings when disappointment disguised itself as one less toy. Christmas mornings when everyone we loved lived. An old Christmas morning. A tomorrow morning when an Amish girl named Anna and millions like her woke not to uncertain epiphanies, but to daybreak gifts on breakfast plates.
The comments of Joe Mackle, a writer in Ashland County, Ohio, and co-editor of River Teeth, a journal of nonfiction narrative.